Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding. Would that, is that what you have?
Yes, sir. But, yeah.
I mean, we got cedar shakes. Is that what you
never heard the word cedar shake?
How do you spell it, do you know?
CEDARSHAKE.
Cedar shake. That's the wood itself, or what?
If it's cedar shakes. I mean, it, you know, it wouldn't be, it's not a design, it wouldn't. Yeah. It's cedar but wood.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got about, you know, we got two or three different things on the outside, mm-hmm. different woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
I haven't heard of that. That's new to me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll ask you about this. What would you say that you do when you get in your car and crank it up, you're ready to go? You say you began to
drive my car.
Yeah, and if you did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday.
I drove my car.
Yeah, and you have
driven my car.
Right. Now get back to the house, the part of the house that covers the whole top, that's the
roof.
Mm-hmm. What about these things, I don't know if your house has it, but on the edge of the roof, the things that the catch the rainwater?
Gutters.
Yeah. Your house got those?
No, sir.
Say on a house that has different slopes to the roof, maybe a place, say, where two different slopes meet like that. You ever call that anything?
You mean where the flashing is?
Where the what?
Flashing is.
Flashing?
You know how you see the metal?
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
is that what it's called?
That's what I call the metal, flashing.
Mm. Is that anything like a gutter? Or is it just to prevent leaks or something?
Yes, sir. It's more to prevent leaks. Mm-hmm. I guess it does channel the water down though, but yeah. You know, it doesn't catch it like a gutter does.
Yeah. Would you ever call a place like that the valley of the house?
No, sir.
Okay. What about a building, a small building that you might have out back to keep things in? Maybe odds and ends or garden equipment, that sort of thing.
Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Utility shed.
Okay. Have you ever spent any time on a farm?
Yes, sir.
What about a little building, something like that on a farm where you might keep wood or tools, something like that?
Mm-hmm. I'd call that a workshop too, or a tool mm-hmm. shed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say, talking about little buildings, before people had indoor plumbing, a place out back.
Outhouse?
Yeah. Any other terms for those, for something like that you've heard?
I don't think so.
Maybe if it was somebody who was joking about it, you might call it something besides outhouse?
No, sir.
Have you ever heard of privy or Johnny or that kind of thing?
Johnny.
Johnny? One holder or two holder?
Yeah.
Which one of those?
No, I've heard one holder and two holder before.
Okay. Is outhouse itself a funny term, or is that just a regular word?
Well, I mean, anytime I think about anybody having to go outside in the freezing cold and go to the bathroom, I don't think it's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the place where you live, you just call that a wooden
house.
Yeah, that's the plural you say you have.
Houses.
Okay. We're talking about a barn. Well, we are going to talk about a farm, the big building.
It's a barn.
Yeah. Are you familiar with any kind of building on a farm where a farm would store his corn?
Like in a silo?
Okay. Could you describe that for me?
Big, it can be cement or metal. It's big and tall. Mm-hmm. And they like put the grain down in it mm-hmm. and keep it in there until they use it.
Is it kind of, is it shaped, the silo you're thinking of, shaped kind of like a cylinder or something?
Yes,
like
sir.
That?
Like a bullet or something.
Yeah. Have you ever heard a farmer talk about, or anybody talk about, a